Your show, you take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. When they're working, and we're working on getting them back online, we had a server crash a few days ago. Most of the site, I think, is working at this point, or a good portion of it. We're getting it back online, so patience, please. And I'll probably send out an update when everything is back and running. So if you're on the updates list, you'll know first at update stuff.
There are people that are deeply addicted to that BBS.
And, I know.
We have to get it back up for them.
I understand that. I can only do so much. You know, we don't have a huge budget. I can't pay the IT guy, through the nose to get all this taken care of, and he's doing it for free. So, you know, we're doing what we can. Be patient. FreeTalkLive.com. We're trying to, I guess, to institute some more, safeguards for the future. So this hopefully, if something bad happens again, we might be able to fix the problem in less than an hour instead of, 36. So there. FreeTalkLive.com. Well, Graham Norton, one of BBC's television's top producers or presenters, was in hot water after he revealed he had taken loads of drugs and hailed ecstasy as, quote, just fantastic, unquote. According to Breitbart, the Broadcasting Corporation, which recently signed up Norton, that is the BBC, on a new multi-million pound three-year contract, defended the 43-year-old's comments made to women's magazine Marie Claire. Quote, the issues that Graham discusses in this interview are aimed at an adult audience and reflect the frank and open nature of his personality, says the BBC. It's kind of nice having the BBC backing this guy up.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
In America, he'd probably get fired within moments of this airing. The openly gay Irishman had told Marie Claire, quote, the only time I took ecstasy was years and years ago. It was absolutely amazing. It was just fantastic. Really, really fun. Quote, I've tried loads of drugs, but it would really bug me if I got busted in the tabloids because I take them so rarely. Asked about cocaine, he said, quote, I think that coke is middle-aged stuff. It's quite a slow drug that involves coffee tables. To me, it's a middle-class choice of drug.
Hmm.
The BBC defended their presenter as Norton came in for criticism. A spokesman for the National Drug Prevention Alliance says, we're appalled. It's absolutely mind-blowing that somebody has said that. What? You mean it's mind-blowing that somebody had the courage to come out and be honest on national television about how he feels about drugs? That's mind-blowing? Well, I guess it is a little mind-blowing. I guess it is a little shocking that a nationally known personality, nationally known in Great Britain, I suppose, would have the courage, because that's what it is. That's the quality that you need in order to do something like this, is courage, to come out and reveal himself for who he really is, somebody who has indeed taken and enjoyed recreational drug use and obviously doesn't regret it. He's not trying to play it off as though it was a childish mistake or anything like that. He's not trying to candy coat his previous behavior. He's being honest with people. So, yeah, I guess that is a little bit surprising and mind-blowing. But you know what? I wish more people would have the courage to do that. I wish more people would be able to come out on the air and say, yeah, I took those evil drugs. And you know what? I did it responsibly. Nobody got hurt, including me. I didn't get hurt either. And, I've done it before on this show, and I'll do it again in the future. I've taken some drugs before, and I would say I'm proud of the fact that I have. It's not something to be embarrassed about.
I can't say that I'm proud of the drugs that I've taken. I don't think it puts you further along in life as far as success goes or anything like that.
I didn't suggest for a moment it did. It's recreational. When you're tipping back the brewskis on Friday night at the karaoke bar, it doesn't put you further along on the track of success at all.
Sure, it
is a way for you to spend some of your hard-earned dollars on a feeling that you enjoy receiving. A lot of people like to alter their consciousness. Some of them do it with legal drugs, and some of them choose alternate methods. Some of them choose to violate the law in order to alter their consciousness because maybe they don't like the way that alcohol does it for them. I don't like alcohol.
Or caffeine.
Caffeine, for instance, another very popular. Nicotine, another popular legal drug.
Not so much a mind-altering substance.
Nicotine?
Yeah, not so much.
Well, I can tell you the withdrawal process is mind-altering. Withdrawals
suck.
Well, that clues you in that there's some mind-altering going on. Maybe it's not as direct as far as you getting high, so to speak, but something is altering your mind. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so...
There's some kind of soothing that goes on, I would think.
Yeah, well, it's the soothing of your desire for another fix of nicotine.
Well, then what's it like for the person who smokes a cigarette for the first time?
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody who smoked one.
Kind of like a head rush.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I've never had experience with that. But I have had experience with a few illicit substances. I've had a tremendous amount of experience smoking marijuana, and I've tried...
yes, you have.
I've tried MDMA a number of times, probably about 10 at this point. I've done LSD twice, and I don't regret the experiences at all. In fact, I would say they're very, very growing, positive experiences for me. Now, that's not to say that they would be the same way for you. Some people have absolutely terrifying experiences on a substance like LSD, and there's a lot of factors that go in here. So I'm not going to candy coat the idea of doing drugs, but at the same time, I'm not going to pretend like it was all bad.
I've heard from several doctors that LSD is the thing that scares them the most, that apparently there's some kind of mental shift after people have done a certain level of LSD, and they don't consider that to be... They consider it to be one of the more dangerous drugs.
Well, I've certainly seen some of the old hippie burnouts, you know, the people that have done way too many drugs, way too often. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that people get burned out after using too much. But if you're using on a occasional once a year, once every 2 years, twice a year, something like that basis, I can't see how any sort of damage would be done unless you're taking multiple hits at the same time to where you could then enter some sort of a, you know, LSD-induced psychosis. It's a very powerful chemical. I mean, our brains are chemical places. A lot of chemical reactions going on in there. So even just a few micrograms of lysergic acid, I believe it is,
right,
can really have a big effect.
You know, to think that all drugs are equally as dangerous or equally as benign is really a mistake. There's many of them out there that are much more dangerous than others. For instance, marijuana, not really very dangerous.
PCP, on the other hand.
Not very good for you.
No.
Inhalants, really bad idea.
Yeah, very bad.
If you're huffing metallic
huffing
paint,
anything.
Bad idea. Huffing anything. I had another one on my mind that I thought was a bad one, but, you know, alcohol.
Injecting heroin? That's not so good.
If you slip down to injecting things, you really need to look at a drug treatment program.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol's actually a pretty dangerous one on the list of things that are dangerous. It makes people often want to fight, and that generally doesn't go anywhere well.
Right, and so the fact that it's legal doesn't mean that it's safe. And, of course, this is, you know, one of the mixed messages that the government gives out. The government's always concerned about whenever somebody proposes perhaps a legalization scheme for a particular drug, one of the government officials' responses is usually, well, that would send the wrong message. And the suggestion is that if a product is legal, that sends a message that it's okay to do that product. That's not necessarily true. And it's intellectually dishonest to suggest that that's the case. If a product is legal, it means you need to be just as careful taking that product as you would any other product. And the fact that products are, of course, illegal means that they're more dangerous to take. It's more risky to take these products. And if we were to make them legal, then they'd be less risky. There'd be less risk of overdose because people would be able to exactly measure the amounts they wanted to take. So I praise this gentleman, this Graham Norton from the BBC, for coming out and being honest about his drug use and not trying to pretend as though he regrets it. 1-800-259-9231 if you've had a similar experience. If you've, you know, also if you want to share with us your, I guess, drug history, you certainly can, and whether or not you think it did you any damage. We've got one listener that did the LSD something like 150 times in his 6 years at college. I think that's a little extreme.
Seems pretty extreme to me.
But I know the guy today, and he's a pretty sharp dude. So it's clear that he didn't go too overboard. It all depends. There's so many different factors. For you to just simply say that, oh, well, this is this drug and it is bad. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. In fact, it's typical that the government would lie to you about a lot of things. It makes you wonder. When I first smoked pot, when I first was introduced to marijuana, it made me realize that I'd been lied to by the DARE class. And it made me wonder about what else they lied about.
I think that that's probably the worst thing is if there's any reason why marijuana is a gateway drug, it's because it's illegal. It's because kids try it, think to themselves, hey, this isn't so bad. It's kind of good. I wonder if all the rest of them are kind of good.
Yeah, well, they're not all kind of good.
No.
Some of them are better than others. And we're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. Dave in Montana wants to talk about drugs. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's dark outside. The sun's on its evening sabbatical, so street lamps and headlights brighten the night. Get the picture? Not through that windshield. When I come back, I'll enlighten you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG. Accidents happen four times more often under inky skies. So prepare that window to the world, your windshield, for night driving. Defog with a felt chalkboard eraser, faster than defrosters. Rub out scratches with jeweler's rouge, a cheap trick if the scrapes aren't too deep. Clean glass with a foam product and crumpled newspaper. Less mess than liquid and cheaper than paper towels. Looking through rose-colored glasses may be poetic, but behind the wheel, the best real-life view is through a clear windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Not sure if it's working right now. It's been on and off throughout the day, but when it is working, it's a lot of fun at freetalklive.com. And also, be sure to join the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Talking about a BBC presenter, Graham Norton, one of the BBC's top television presenters, who has come out and honestly admitted his feelings about drug use. He actually came out, I guess, on television and admitted that he or actually, no, excuse me, he was telling Marie Claire magazine that he took ecstasy and he enjoyed it and he doesn't feel sorry for it. And you know what? I agree with the guy. And I think that he should be applauded for having the courage to essentially put his job on the line. You know, in many cases, the drugs, the anti-drug warriors out there are very powerful as far as their lobbying ability goes, and they can get people fired for this sort of thing. So,
yeah, they don't like people to, you know, better the PR of drugs.
Right, because, well, you know, and they've got a message to portray to people, and their message is, drugs are bad, do not do drugs, everything drugs do is bad and you should not encounter them, and if you come close to drugs, stay far away from them because they're bad, bad things. But are they so bad? Graham Norton doesn't think so. I don't necessarily think so. I think as long as you're using drugs in a responsible manner, which means being careful about the set and setting that you use in, do not take LSD while driving a car. You know, go
be in a
very safe location you feel comfortable in around people, preferably at least one person who can be a sitter. You know, if you're going to be taking psychoactive a product like LSD, you need to have somebody around that's not also on that particular product in case something does go awry.
I'd like to say that I don't think that it's a good idea to take LSD, period. If you are going to take it, you need to really look at the setting that you're going to take it
yes.
in. But I don't think it's such a hot idea. I mean, I've done it less than 10 times, but more than 5, probably.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to say that, yeah, wasn't that great of an experience for me. And you could probably go through life, and life would be really, really good without having taken it.
Oh, sure. It's not something you need to do, but certainly there are plenty of people that are going to come in proximity with it. There are going to be people who are encouraging them to do it, in which case they may decide they want to. And I'm just going to throw out some suggestions. I'm just throwing out suggestions, you know, for what you might want to do, you know, how you might want to take care when you're encountering something like this, when there's an opportunity like this presented. You know, set and setting are the most important factors when it comes to psychoactive drugs like that. But to suggest that that all drug use is bad is dishonest. It is intellectually dishonest, and I'm all about being honest with people here on Free Talk Live. And so apparently is Graham Norton. By the way, quick quote from the article here on the BBC AFP article. Martin Barnes, the executive for a charity named Drugscope in Great Britain, said, quote, "It would be naive to deny that people use drugs because they enjoy them, but there are risks, and many who do use drugs do come to harm. We shouldn't rush to condemn admissions of drug use, but it is reasonable to ask that celebrities recognize a responsibility, that for many people, there is a downside to drug use." And if I don't think we're neglecting that responsibility here on Free Talk Live. I think that every time the topic comes up, we make sure to point out that, you know, this may not be right for everybody. That there are some dangers out there, some very real risks associated with using drugs. Of course, one of the most real risks is the fact that these are questionable substances. If you're in a club and somebody says, hey, you want to buy some ecstasy? I don't know if that's how it actually goes. I haven't ever bought anything in a club because it would be stupid. But if you're in, you know, if you're buying from somebody you don't know, you don't have any rapport with, you might be buying something completely different from what the bill of goods you're being sold. You might be buying something, a totally different chemical, and you have no idea. You just have a pill that's in your hand. You don't know what it is that you've just bought. You're going to put that in your body?
Could be anything.
It could be anything, which is why at the very end of this article it says, deaths from ecstasy have risen in recent years in Britain, with 26 fatalities recorded in 1999 and 48 in 2004, an 85% rise. Now, if you just look at those numbers, you would think, oh my gosh, that could be my son or daughter. That could be me. But if you're careful and you know what you're doing, then odds are, no, that's not going to be you. Those 48 people that died in 2004, I can tell you that those people died from an overdose, perhaps, or impure substances. They died because the product they were sold was not regulated by market above-ground market forces. The product they were sold was manufactured by criminals in the black market. And in some cases, these criminals will run a batch of, what's the cough medicine? DXM. Mm-hmm. Dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
Correct.
They'll run a batch of DXM because it's cheaper to make than real ecstasy. They'll put them into pills, and they'll go around and sell a bunch of DXM. Now, it's going to be difficult to overdose on DXM, but there are other examples.
Very difficult,
right.
I imagine.
There are other examples of products that, you know, they're just dirty, they're impure. Who knows, maybe a little rat poison fell in there during all of the chemical process. There are a variety of ways as to reasons as to why the product you're buying may not actually be what it's claimed to be. And that's why people are dying from so-called ecstasy, because they're dying from a product that was made in somebody's back kitchen somewhere. That's the problem, not the drug itself. MDMA itself, if you actually get real MDMA, is a relatively harmless substance.
It used to be, well, MDA used to be prescribed back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, isn't that correct? So,
let's go to the phone.
How dangerous could it be?
Let's talk to Dave in Montana. The danger is in the war on drugs, not the drugs themselves. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, long live Free Talk.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
God is perfect. Man is not. Man made alcohol. God made pot. What I'm saying is stay organic, man. If it grows, it's all right. When you go into the chemicals, you're messing with something that your body's not supposed to be messing with. Like if you take coca leaves, and you know the people in Peru, they 90 years old, climbing up mountains, carrying stuff on their head. You know, they don't got no teeth only because no dentists around, but it's not killing them. And if you make a tea out of poppy plant, it has like the volume effect and the mellowing effect, and you don't get addicted from it. If you just make a tea from poppy, once you turn it into a chemical compound, it kills you. And then a man thinks they're doing good by breaking it down into the chemical compound or whatever.
Well, you know, I see where you're coming from, and for the most part, it's fairly accurate. But
yeah, I'd have to agree.
But then again, I mean, there are plenty of natural things that can kill you as well. I mean, you go try plucking berries
like
off of random...
Hemlock, but that will kill you. But like pot don't kill you.
Right, I just want to make it clear. I just want to make it clear that, you know, don't go around picking berries off of bushes just because it's natural.
Everybody says poison ivy. Yeah, if you touch poison ivy, it makes you itchy.
Right.
Right.
So either way, do research before you put something in your body. Don't just go grabbing stuff off of plants thinking it's going to be okay.
The Salem witch trials, right? There's this stuff called Zargot or something. It's like a fungus that grows on rye grass. They were tripping.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't know what was happening to them, and they were saying, oh, they're the devil, they're the witch, you know, or something like that.
And they'd just eaten some bad food.
No, wow. They had rotten rye. They had fungus on the rye.
Yeah, fungus.
And then
fungus,
of
course.
The war on drugs is such a waste of money.
Oh, it's totally. It's billions
and
billions of
the
dollars.
The money that is generated by the illegal market just strengthens the greater evil.
It does. It strengthens terrorists and of course, the government.
Put the money on the table. And
we should just be able to
good.
Keep the money. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. If we just end this war on drugs, we'd have a lot more money. More on the way.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you. The archives, right there, front page of the site. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their archives. We give them away a full year front page for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. We're talking about drugs. One of the BBC's television presenters, has come out in a magazine article and admitted the fact that he's used ecstasy. And he enjoyed it. Well, my goodness. Maybe it's not as bad as everybody once thought it was. Man, but, you know, I'm not saying that it's not completely risk-free. I'm not saying that.
Lots of things can be dangerous if taken in excess.
And I would never...
Certainly, you can drink yourself to death tonight on alcohol.
I would never...
You can go to the liquor store, you can buy enough alcohol to kill yourself.
And I would never encourage young people, you know, who have not necessarily gotten through the maturity process to engage in any of this. I think that you really should be an adult before you engage in drug use, especially ecstasy, LSD, that sort of thing. I think marijuana, you know, mid-teens, I don't think that's too damaging personally. But I think that you really should have a little bit of, I guess, maturity under your belt before you get into...
I don't like anybody under 18 doing anything.
Well,
they shouldn't be allowed to leave the house.
Let's go to the phones to George in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, you know, a minute ago I thought I'd fallen into a Cheech and Chong movie.
That
last guy that called you. you know, here's what I noticed. I'm 58, and I've done a lot of things when I was younger, and I do a little bit of the herb now as an older man. But I was on Vioxx for 17 months.
What's that?
Vioxx is something you take if you have problems, degenerative disc disease or arthritis really bad. But after people were dying of it.
Uh-oh.
And it got me, you know, and then there was a world recall on it. You can't buy Vioxx or Bextra for that anymore. And it was a miracle drug for people with arthritis. Mm. But here's the thing. Doctors, you know, a doctor has a practice. It's not a perfect, it's a practice. He'll send you home with a drug. If that don't work, he'll send you home with another drug.
Sure.
You open up that piece of paper. Some of these drugs have as much as 5 or 6 death warnings on it.
Mm.
Now, you know, and roll that into the fact that here in Indiana, you can go into a bar and drink on Sunday, but you can't buy it and bring it home, or you're safe. So the laws are really screwed up.
Yep.
and priorities are wrong. So, I really commend you guys being able to talk this direct about this. I don't know how you were before this other guy came out, but I agree with it. And I think as our country matures, but don't go into a total spin into that, where we're... Oh, my.
I mean, how did you get... Now, George, you said you're in your 50s, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did you possibly get to where you are today when you used so many drugs in the past? I mean, didn't they do damage to you, George? Didn't they hurt you?
Well, I've had a hangover or two. But look, I've done LSD. I've done all of the... about everything from LSD down and peyote button. Mescaline is probably the best high I ever had in my life.
Wait, which one?
Peyote button, mescaline.
Right. Now, doesn't that last like 24 hours or something like that?
It lasts about 8 to 10 hours, but it's more of a body than a mind, and so it's really a lot of fun.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, what's your comment on, and by the way, this isn't the first time we've talked about this on Free Talk Live. We've done this long before Graham Norton came out. But how do you feel about, in regards to LSD, peyote, how do you feel about set and setting being a major factor as to whether or not somebody has a good or bad time on these drugs?
Oh, I'll tell you, the best setting is with your friends in as clean a place as you can find. Because when I got high, I noticed everything.
Yeah, you want to clean. If you see dirt, it's the enemy.
I mean, if you get in an old log cabin with a dirt floor, you're going to freak out.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in a nice setting. And when I did LSD, I did real good LSD. I mean, this stuff was just amazing. But, that was my... I don't have a desire to do that now.
Right.
That's definitely an experimental drug. Maybe
that's how I feel about it, too.
Well, eventually, you get it. I mean, eventually you take the drug enough to where you said, where you can say, okay, yeah, I've done this enough. I get LSD, and you're done with it, basically. Is that kind of what happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I think I've probably done it 5 or 6 times, but, remarkable. The first time I did it with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing was so unusual, we both looked in each other's face, and we both later realized that we'd seen every expression your face could give in a 30-second cameo of all expressions, and we both seen it.
Wow.
So there's a lot to that drug that's really interesting.
It's quite a world to explore, and, if it's done in a safe way, in a good, safe set and setting, and you're getting it from a supplier that you've got some rapport with, that you understand that they're reliable, I would say be careful, but have a good time.
Yeah.
And there you go. Any other thoughts for us?
Only that, when people finally wake up and realize that, anything that's not harming somebody else shouldn't be something that they restrict you from. It's your own right to do what you want to do.
You know, you got to wonder sometimes, George. I don't know if you've, have you done any MDMA, any ecstasy?
No.
You got to wonder. I mean, you wonder about some of the people that want to control these things. It's obvious that they haven't done them, right? I mean, these people that are just freaking out about drugs, these drug warriors that want to keep drugs banned, keep kids away from drugs, keep people away from drugs. It seems clear that they haven't actually done them, because it would seem to me that if everybody in the world, did some MDMA, which is just this drug that, it's empathogen, it makes you love, it gives you this sort of warm, fuzzy, lovey feeling, and it would seem like, if we give that drug to George Bush or Saddam Hussein and some of these just angry world leaders, maybe we wouldn't have any war anymore, I just feel like these drugs could really be powerful if people would just give them an opportunity.
Well, yeah, in some circles you'll hear that the CIA pushes the majority of the cocaine and some of these heavier drugs and possibly anything they can make money on both ends. They'll have it brought in, and then they'll arrest it when they can get it and probably recirculate it.
Yeah, that much is
so
true. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate hearing from you.
I think that people are... personally nonviolent when they smoke marijuana, but I don't know if that makes them any more responsible when they think about foreign policy and worldviews and things like that. I've certainly heard plenty of pot smokers talk about how they, the Arabs this and
yeah, I wasn't talking about pot. I was talking about MDMA.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just not a I can't imagine what a violent person would be like if you were to administer them a dose of MDMA. Can't imagine what they would be going through their minds. I think it'd be very interesting to find out, though. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, I don't know, that's about it for me on the drug thing. But the usual message of be careful, be safe, because we're not fools here at Free Talk Live. We know that kids are going to try these things. We know that that people are going to do drugs. And so the appropriate message when talking about drugs is to do your research, like at Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. Can't get through a drug conversation without promoting them. Great place to get some real, honest research, honest facts about drugs, instead of, you know, relying on the government's line, which is just full of misinformation and lies. And so,
and when people find out that it's misinformation and lies, they feel betrayed, and sure, they're more likely to do more drugs.
So do your research, find out what you're getting into, be careful, and have a good time. 800-259-9231. So let's talk Second Life. We've had some listeners call in and mention that they were calling from Second Life, and some people might have been confused. Whoa, what is that supposed to mean? Well, Second Life is a computer program that allows people to log in to create an avatar for themselves, which is essentially a digital representation of you. Now, it doesn't have to look like you. You can look like whatever you want it to look like. You could have orange, big orange hair. It could be really fat.
It could be an animal of some sort.
Yeah, you could have like a fox face and a tail.
Little fox things around there.
And so, yes, you create this avatar for yourself, and you can walk around and even fly around the world. You can teleport from one place to another. And there's you can purchase and sell land, virtual land. And then you can develop on that land. You can create buildings and places for people to come to and to gather. And some of our listeners have done that in Second Life. And that's not what I wanted to talk about, though. What I wanted to talk about was the fact that in Second Life, you can create products and sell them. And there's something that has come along that has threatened the entire economy of Second Life. We'll tell you what they're doing about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604.
That's 1-800-771-4604.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet A toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free. We're getting them back online here as quickly as possible. We had a server crash recently, so do bear with us. Freetalklive.com. You can shop, though. You don't have to worry about our site to do this. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Guaranteed they're going to be online. Amazon.freetalklive.com is a great way to get the stuff you need in life and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Because when you shop through that link, we get a percentage. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. So whether you're buying a hot new DVD, a book, or a piece of furniture, or groceries, baby stuff, they've got it all. We get a percentage if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. That is Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to jump into Second Life here in a moment, but I want to go back to the phones here because David in North Carolina is on the line. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I was just wanting to point out how Bush and how everyone's saying he loves torture and how painkillers are harder to for people to come by, and also the coca leaf should be an alternative free form towards other forms of cocaine use. And also I was also had a question about a friend of mine. He took like 20 benzos the other like last night, I think.
What's
with
a
his
benzo?
Other friend. Yes, and he, I don't know what to tell him, you know.
What's a benzo?
Benzodiazepine. I think it was Xanax that he took.
Wait, benzodiazepine, isn't that a motion sickness drug?
It's a panic disorder drug, I think.
Hmm. And so he took 20 of them?
Hmm?
He took 20 of them?
Yeah, 20 bars, I think.
Well, was he trying to kill himself?
I don't know. He's been, you know, in and out for years messing with those, and he's one of... You know, he's not a close friend of mine, but I talked to him, and he seemed kind of like he was, I saw him at work, and I was like, well, how you doing? He's like, man, you know, and he was just kind of panicking, because it does cause more panic, and you know.
And he likes that panic.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a doctor put me on a certain kind of that 6 weeks ago, and I'm trying my hardest to just get away from a tiny half a milligram.
I think what you're bringing up is something really important, and we didn't even touch on. We were talking about illegal drugs. What you're talking about is a prescription medication that is being abused by somebody, and this is a serious problem in the United States. I mean, these medications can have beneficial effects, but when you take 20 of them, no, that's not a very healthy thing to be doing. And this is a serious problem that a lot of people have, is addictions to prescription medication, to where they're using them to essentially get high, not for their prescribed purpose. Does that mean we should crack down on these medications? No. Does that mean that we should make it harder for people to get their hands on them? No, because these people, the guy that took 20 of these, now, did you say he has a prescription for them, or he's getting them on the black or the gray market?
Well, I guess he's had them maybe before. But the problem is when you notice, well, for me, for 6 weeks, I started on 2 milligrams, and I just tapered myself off. you get used to those benzodiazepines really quick. So I can understand when I first met him 5 years ago, he was like, "Hey, you need any bars?" Or and I was like, "Well, no, I didn't even know what they were."
Right.
And I mean, they are tricky. It's a tricky drug because they can trick people into that one a day, and then it's actually you're still getting the anxiety, and then that one and a half. You know, I can understand that he might have gone up like that, but it's
a lot
been
of drugs
a year, like a half decade problem.
A lot of drugs are like that, where you build up a tolerance very fast, and if you're using them on an abuse, you're not using them as they're prescribed. You're abusing them. You're trying to. You're getting high off of them. If you like the high and you want to do it again tomorrow, you're going to have to take more than you took the day before. By the time, you know, before you know it, you're up to 20 a day or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just insanity, because then you're talking about, if you're buying them on the black market, and if he's offering you bars, it means he's got some sort of a source to where he's getting them from. If he's offering you them for sale, then he's probably getting them from the gray market, and that means he may be paying $5 to $10 a pill. I don't know what these things go for, but it's usually around that amount.
Yeah, that
crazy.
That many pills can't be good. Any kind of pill can't be good for your liver, that's for sure.
I've heard about grand mal seizures without them, and I was just wondering, you know, I've heard people can have those seizures even when they're – I've heard that even on clonazepam, they even when they're down to a quarter of a milligram a day, it's really tough. After just once you go to that 7th to 10th day in a row of taking it, which all these doctors order people to take it for 6 weeks, and that you should only take a couple every 3 weeks when the anxiety is the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
It's got it all backwards.
I'm not a doctor, and I can't certainly make any recommendations on that. I just say be very, very careful when it comes to anything, especially, you know, these prescription medications. As our last caller was pointing out, these things can be deadly.
If you're taking something and you feel you have to take it every single day, a drug treatment program is probably the direction to go.
Great point.
Well, I mean, that's the problem, that a lot of these doctors will put you on. Your body can have total control over like an opiate based Lortab or whether it's a hydrocodone. If it's taken twice in one day and then one pill the next day, once every 3 weeks, your whole body has total control. You can do it once the next year. But it seems like when people need this, you know, if you're in Iraq and you get your morphine, if your leg's been shot or something, that, you know, that's there. But it seems like, you know, what I'm nervous about is the Bush thing, and people are saying he loves torture. And I'm wondering if the laws are going to get worse. I was wondering if y'all were talking about
that. The drug laws?
Yeah, like say someone's in pain and that, you know, it's a lot more difficult for them if they've had a pain.
It seems to be that drug laws in general are getting worse. There's a little bit of a light. There's some light at the end of the tunnel on drugs like MDMA, illegal drugs that may be coming up. They may be able to do some tests on them. The doctors are sort of psychologists are getting behind it, rallying for its relegalization. So there's some good news, but generally government goes towards more regulation, more controls, and that's not good for anybody. Be careful. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free Packet 8 line. 1-800-259-9231. Prescription drug abuse is a huge, huge problem in the United States. They call it, oxycodone, hillbilly heroin, because it's so popular amongst low-income people, I suppose.
I don't know why. I mean, hillbilly heroin sort of indicates that it would be cheap, and it certainly isn't.
No, it's not. Oxycodone, I think it's, 20 milligrams? I'm not even sure. I don't know a lot about these drugs, but they go for $20 a pop on the streets. And Xanaxes, like $5 each, $6 each. That all adds up, especially when you've got a 20-pill-a-day habit like that last guy's friend did.
That's crazy.
I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine $25? Let's just go on the low end, $5 a pill.
$100.
$20 times 5, $100, presuming he's, I mean, he might be getting some sort of a quantity discount, but you're looking at $50 to $100 a day a pill habit.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get better. If you're popping 20 a day, as he pointed out, there's a lot of tolerance that's going to build up. You're going to have to start popping more or eventually injecting it. Because you're looking for that high. You're looking for that peak. You're looking for what you've experienced in the past. But if you keep popping them, you're never going to get that peak. You're never going to reach that high. And so that's why people will go from popping a bunch of oxys to crushing them up and, you know, putting them in the solution, injecting them into their veins. An old roommate of mine was doing that. I know that it happens. I haven't seen him doing it, but I know that he did it.
You know, when you're talking about $100 a day, you're generally talking about a habit that's supported by crime.
Typically, yes. Unless you're selling enough pills to other people. I mean, really, unless you have a very high income on your own. Yeah, pretty much crime's your only option after a while.
When you're talking about $700 a week, man.
And there's no amount of restrictions and regulations that's going to fix this problem. It doesn't matter if you ask people for their identification when they buy these drugs, or if you put them on in 2 refill counts, or, you know, whatever these silly rules they've come up with to try to restrict the sales of these drugs, mm-hmm. It will not solve the problem. These people want to get access to these products, and therefore, just like with illegal drugs, they will encourage the consumer demand encourages criminals to get involved and start knocking over prescription drug trucks. You think I'm joking?
Oh, it happens.
Knock over a prescription drug truck, and I don't mean literally. I mean you waylay the driver, pull him over, and take all of his pills, and then you leave and you sell them on the black or the gray market.
Well, and in a lot of cases, it's people that are tempted, you know, that have great jobs in pharmacies that are tempted by the money.
Sure.
To,
sneak a few here, sneak a few there,
yeah. And that
fudge the records,
and then they lose these great jobs, and people write fake prescriptions
right.
And all kinds of stuff.
What we need to do is make it so people can walk into the store and buy all the pills they want to right off of the shelf, no questions asked. That's the best solution. You disagree? 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.